Hot Business on Hot 1027.
Now, what if I told you that artificial intelligence could help add nearly 5 full percentage points to Africa's GDP by 2035? That's the kind of growth that we last saw during the Industrial Revolution. Well, it's a promise, but also a warning in PwC's latest Value in Motion report. There's a catch, though. The same research shows that climate change could shrink the continent's economy by over 12% in the same period. So where do we find the balance here? I'm in conversation now with Dion Shango, who's Chief Executive Officer at PwC Africa. Dion, a very warm welcome to you. That big number, first of all, 4.9 percentage points in added GDP sounds revolutionary, but how realistic is that figure, in your opinion, for Africa, given current infrastructure and policy gaps that exist in almost every country?
Good day, Jeremy, and good day to your listeners. Thank you for having me, as always. Jeremy, I think it is fairly realistic, and I base my belief in it in our track record as Africa in leapfrogging certain technological development stages and embracing new technologies. If I look at how mobile telephony, as one aspect of technological transformation, has really changed the African continent in a way that none of us could imagine. I'm really, really hoping that something like Gen AI could have a similar impact, if not greater, on the African continent. So realistic, I think so. Certainly ambitious, I know. But nothing should hold us back, and we should definitely go for it.
And so much of that, if I read the report correctly, is predicated on trust. The report says that AI growth depends on what you term societal trust. But that's a major weak link right now, particularly in countries struggling with digital literacy and data privacy, I guess.
Absolutely, Jeremy. The data-driven scenario analysis, which we have performed in coming out with this thought leadership, indicates that the growth dividend, not only for Africa, but for the world as well, from AI is not guaranteed. And definitely, it does depend on more than just technical success or capability. As you say, it does depend on public and organizational trust. But in addition, there also needs to be a responsible deployment of the AI. There needs to be clear governance that sets the rules, the boundaries, the frameworks of what AI is used for, what it's good for, and what it's not. And all of this is required for us to achieve the type of incremental boost to economic growth that we are looking for.
What role does the private sector play in all of this?
Similar to so many other aspects of development and technological adoption, Jeremy, I think the private sector needs to play a leading role. They need to set the tone. The private sector needs to be proactive and actually reach out to governments throughout the continent and work in partnership in order to come up with some of these governance frameworks that we speak of. However, Jeremy, I'm conscious that this is much easier said than done. And we need to look no further than, you know, some of the more developed parts of the world, such as Europe and the US, in terms of how they are struggling to come to consensus in terms of what good or great regulation looks like in relation to AI.
So against regulatory constraints, what type of tone then do you think the private sector should be setting, and how do they go about doing it?
Well, Jeremy, we often hear the private sector, certainly in South Africa, saying that business is a force for good, or at least that's the aspiration business has. And so we need to remain consistent with that type of narrative. And business or the private sector needs to demonstrate clearly and tangibly the potential benefits to be had, not only for business and for capital, but for society at large, if we were to invest in and deploy AI in the right way. So first and foremost, I would say, business would have to demonstrate how AI could play an instrumental role in alleviating the greatest challenges and problems that we have in society, things like unemployment, access to information and knowledge, things like economic and job growth, being the challenges that have sort of bedeviled us for the longest time.
And Dion, you've also got to find the right people to do all of this in an increasingly competitive market where competition for the right skill set is becoming more and more vicious.
Jeremy, that is such an important point. For a couple of years now, our analysis of some of the mega trends that are shaping the way in which the world is going indicate that CEOs out there are struggling to find the right type of skills, even though a continent such as Africa is blessed with this demographic dividend of having the youngest population. More often than not, we find that that young population we are blessed with doesn't have the right type of skills, particularly the softer skills that CEOs are looking for. That includes things like problem solving, emotional intelligence, EQ, entrepreneurship. And so business will have to invest to train people up, to upskill in the right way, if they are to find the skills that they're looking for. So this will take time. It'll take investment, Jeremy.
And we've been speaking about Africa in the main, but what about South Africa? How do we fit into all of this, and what sort of progress, if any, are we making, do you think?
Well, I think South Africa is very much part and parcel of the Africa story, and it would certainly be dangerous for us to divorce ourselves from the Africa narrative. Yes, we probably have the most advanced economy on the continent, but we need to understand that the things that have gotten us to where we are today, that are historical at least, may not be adequate or sufficient to propel us to where we want to be if we are to indeed adopt AI in the right way and at scale. Some would argue, Jeremy, that other parts of the continent have actually overtaken us in terms of really using technology in ways that can truly transform lives and bring millions of people out of poverty. If you look at something such as the adoption of mobile money in an area like East Africa and Kenya in particular, where adoption and rates of transformation far outpace or exceed that which we've seen in South Africa currently. And so certainly to maintain our relevance, we need to act in the right way.
And let me end with this. You've made a very good case for artificial intelligence driving growth. But as I mentioned at the start of this conversation, you also warned that the continent could lose as much as 12% of its economy due to climate change. And that effectively cancels out all the gains, doesn't it, that you've referred to?
It certainly does, Jeremy. The increased AI adoption that we are expecting will unfortunately lead to increased use of energy, particularly by data centers, which consume huge chunks of energy in order to power this machinery that actually drives artificial intelligence. And so modest use of AI is something that we need to consider in order to drive energy efficiency that can at least partially offset this increased use that we expect in the future. So we estimate that the energy use and the emissions impact of AI would be neutral if an additional percentage point of AI use led to innovations that actually cut or reduce energy intensity in the way that we expect.
So we certainly know where our work is cut out. Dion Shango, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer, PwC Africa. I do appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027.